So this is the Charmant wearable computer. I actually have a company on the side that produces these things for academics and researchers. It has a 266 megahertz Pentium MMX in it with 10 gigabytes of hard disk. The ports on the back include VGA, serial, Ethernet, 100 megabit Ethernet, USB, two PSMC slots, so you can actually put things like wireless networks in them. Hot swappable battery ports, keyboard ports, basically everything you need to do research on a wearable computer. But one of the nice things about it is that you get about an hour of battery life on this for each ounce of battery. So two camcorder batteries will run this thing for 13 hours. The keyboard I'm using has changed once or twice. This now is something called the Twiddler 2. And what it is a system of cording, a system of chords that allows me to type up to 60 words a minute. For example, if I just do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, that's just single buttons. But now when I try to do I, there's a little shift over here, a little red shift, and you push this together. This is I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. This thing also has, on the back side of it, a mouse that's a track point. You just leverage this back and forth, and that moves the cursor around the screen. The display I use these days has improved significantly since the old days. This is something called the Micro-Optical CO3. Now, this is a 640 by 480 VGA level screen, 24-bit color, and it's a very crisp, very clear display. It also has a variable focus. It allows me to put the image, the virtual image, anywhere from very near to very far, simply by sliding this optic back and forth. What's also nice about this system is that it is magnetically mounted. I can take it off and put it in my front pocket very easily. Or I can, if I already have it in my pocket and I want to take notes, I just get it anywhere close to my glasses and it clicks on. So there's no fumbling with the display at all, or no repositioning it.